在2013年的开始，我想用愿神祝福你做一个新年度的开始。
In this new year, I'd like to use the topic, May the Lord bless you, as our first Sabbath day topic.
为什么主耶稣要降世为人？
Why did the Lord Jesus Christ come in flesh into this world?
就是要带给我们福气。
It is to give us grace and blessings.
为什么我们信耶稣？
Why do we believe in Lord Jesus Christ?
就是要得福气。
It is to receive the grace of God.
让我们活在神的祝福当中，这原来是神的恩典。
And to be able to live every day in His grace, it is the original intent of our Lord God.
所以愿主耶稣在2013年祝福大家。
And so may the Lord bless everyone in the year of 2013.
那神要带给我们什么福气呢？
And what kind of blessings does the Lord want to give us?
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
16节。
Verse 16.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace.
17节。
Verse 17.
律法本来是借着摩西传的。恩典跟真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
这个十七节讲到人类历史的两个人。
Here it speaks of two people in human history.
一个是摩西。
One person was Moses.
他曾经面对面跟人讲话。
He once spoke to God face to face.
他的脸曾经发光。
His face once shone with the glory of God.
他从神领受律法。
And he received the law of God directly.
传给以色列百姓。
And he was able to give it to the Israelites.
律法是好的。
The law was good.
但是人做不出来。
But the people were unable to adhere or obey the law.
所以律法变成定罪的标准。
And so the law became a standard for condemnation.
律法越多，人的罪越深。
The more there were laws, the greater the sin became on people.
是人啊，活在世界上毫无希望。
So that humankind became hopeless in the face of the earth.
那下面说，恩典跟真理由耶稣基督来的。
Here it says that grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
就在人毫无希望的时候，耶稣来地面上。
It is during a time when a man is without hope that Lord Jesus Christ came onto this earth.
他带给我们恩典。
He brought with him grace.
而且要恩上加恩。
And it will be more grace upon grace.
那主耶稣带给我们什么恩典？
And what kind of grace has the Lord Jesus brought for us today?
如果我们看罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
罗马书的第十章。
Chapter 4,
第四节
verse 4.
做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得的。唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness.
这里说我们付出了做工的代价，然后从我们的工作得到报偿，这个不叫恩典。
So when we work and we receive wages, this is not a grace because it is a repayment of a debt.
那不做工的得工价，这个叫做恩典。
What is grace is when we do not work, yet we receive wages, and that is grace.
那这句话有双关的意思。
And there is two related meanings here.
第一个意思就是我们在地上我们的工作。
And the first meaning is that on this earth we will work for wages.
但是更重要是属灵的。
But mostly, moreover, we have a different type of work, spiritual work.
那个做工，那个工就是指着人的行为。
And that spiritual work refers to the deeds of a man.
如果人有好的行为，能够被神称义，这个不叫恩典。
And so if today we rely on our deeds to be saved, then it is not called grace.
因为我行为好啊。
Because I am such good character or deeds.
所以我是义人。
And so I am a righteous man.
那这个在神来讲，这个怎么叫做神给我恩典？
And how can we say then that this is the grace of God if we're relying on our own righteousness?
但是不做工，就是说我们人的行为没有办法称义的情况下。
And when we say that we do not earn the grace with through our works, that means that without any sort of working, we receive the grace of God.
我们只要信耶稣。
All we must do is believe on Him, Jesus Christ.
信主耶稣为我而死。
Believe that Lord Jesus Christ died for me.
他是我的救主。
And He is my Savior.
然后奉耶稣的名接受洗礼。
And in the name of Jesus Christ, we receive that baptism in His name.
我就成为义人。
Then we can become a righteous man in His sight.
得到义人的这个代这个职分啊，这个名分。
And to receive the name of a righteous man.
那这个叫做恩典。
And this is called grace.
这个是我们信耶稣第一个恩典。
And this is the first and foremost grace that we receive in Christ today.
因为有这个恩典。
And because of this grace.
所以我们的身份改变。
And after this, our status has been transformed.
本来我们是罪人。
Originally, we were called sinners.
现在我们有权柄做神的儿女。
And now we have the authority given to us to become the children of God.
所以恩上加恩，就是第一个那个最基础的恩，就是赦罪的恩典，称义的恩典。
We say the grace upon grace, the first grace we ever receive is to be justified by His grace.
我们看第五章的二十节，罗马书。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章二十节。
Romans chapter 5.
啊，律法本来是万天的，叫过犯显多；只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多。这个地方在讲啊，罪哪里多，恩典就更大。
So here it says, where sin abounds, then grace abounds as well.
圣经在比喻罪有两个，用两个来比喻罪。
And so there's two allegories to sin according to the Bible.
罪就是债。
Sin is a debt.
哦，欠债越多，那全部把你一笔勾销，这个叫做恩典。
If we have a great many number of debts, then the cancellation debt is very great, is a great grace.
那罪又是病。
And the Bible depicts sin also as a sickness.
啊，越严重的病，没有人能够医，但是主耶稣把我们医了，那个叫做恩典。
The more serious the sickness, the greater the grace of His healing.
那个恩典就是主耶稣给我们的救恩。
And that grace is the salvation that Lord Jesus Christ gives us.
我们每一天活着，我们都很感谢神。
And so every day we live, we thank God.
因为今天的我跟信主以前的我不一样。
Because the me today is different from the me of yesterday.
以前我是罪人。
Before I was a sinner.
现在我是义人。
And now I am a righteous man.
不是因为我行为好。
It is not because I have good deeds.
乃是耶稣的恩典称我为义。
It is because of Jesus' grace that has justified me.
那在这个基础之下，
And under this type of foundation of truth,
我们来过基督徒的生活。
We will live a life as a Christian.
我们看哥林多后书第一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 1.Verse 12.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁跟诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
Verse 12. For our boasting is this, the testimony of a conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and more abundantly toward you.
这里保罗说我们在夸什么？
And so here Paul says, what are we boasting about?
人都是夸自己在地上的聪明。
Man would always boast about their cleverness on this world.
但是这里说我们夸的不是聪明。人的聪明。
But here it says that we are not boasting about the knowledge of a human being.
我们所夸的是在世靠神的恩典。
But that we are able to survive in this world and conduct ourselves according to the grace of God.
那这个不是知识，这是一种体验。
This is not just the knowledge, this is an experience.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
他曾救我们脱离极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
Who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us.
啊，在保罗传道的过程当中
，During the missionary trips of Paul，
他经历很多的困难
，He encountered many tribulations，
甚至死亡的危险。
He was many times on the verge of death.
自己也断定说，我这一次死定了。
Many times he thought he was dead for sure.
哎，但是到最后还是活着。
But he still survived regardless.
他就感谢神。
And so he thanks God.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God indeed.
那这个体验其实也适用在我们每一天的生活。
And this type of experience can also be used in our daily life.
如果我们没有靠神的恩典。
If we do not rely on the grace of God,
要用我们自己的智慧来计划我们的未来，用自己的智慧啊，要来解决我们很多的困难。我们发现压力很大，而且有时候真的没有办法解决。
If we use our human wisdom to try to solve the problems that we face or to conduct ourselves in life, then we'll find many stresses and inability to carry on.
所以我们信耶稣有一个新的生活方式。
And so when we live and dwell in Christ, we have a new lifestyle.
这是靠神的恩典。
And this type of lifestyle is a life of reliance on God.
那如果再讲清楚一点，那什么意思？
And what does this mean?
主耶稣说，劳苦担重担可以到我这里来。
Lord Jesus says, those who are heavy laden come unto me.
我们人很多人生活很多压力。
Many of us are very burdened and heavy laden.
有时物质上、经济上的。
Maybe it's financially, maybe it is materially.
有的是精神上、心理上的。
Some of them are mentally or spiritually.
那有的是两个都有。
And some suffer from both aspects of stress.
那这劳苦担重担，一直压到最后喘不过气来，有时候晚上睡不着觉。
And after we are so heavily burdened, and sometimes we cannot even sleep.
那有时候压久了变成忧郁症。
And the longer we are burdened, heavy laden, we become depressed.
心里有问题啊。
And we become to have the symptom depression.
那主耶稣说你要到我这里来。
And so Lord Jesus says, come unto me.
那我就让你得安息。
And I will give you rest.
这个就是恩典。
This is grace in itself.
到主耶稣这里来。
When we come to the Lord Jesus Christ,
他就要让我们得安息。
He will give us the rest in him.
那你怎么造在主里面得到安息。
How can we find that peace and rest in Him?
你要负我的轭，学习我的样式。
Lord Jesus said, "Imitate me, for carry, put on my yoke."
哦，那到底主的轭、主的样式是什么
？What does it mean to imitate Him and to carry His yoke?
如果我们看他在克西马尼园祷告
，If we see the way that He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane,
他的压力是很大的。
Lord Jesus was greatly burdened.
啊，因为这个。钉十字架叫苦杯啊。
Because to be crucified on a cross was a bitter cup.
他在那里大声哀哭祷告。
And he cried and greatly moaned in his prayer.
就是要把自己交托给神。
It is so that he can submit himself to deliver himself to God.
那神的旨意愿你成全吧。
So that the will of God the Father can be fulfilled in him.
那个祷告之后，主耶稣就很安静了。
After this type of prayer of surrender, he became very peaceful.
因为这个担子他已经交给神了。
Because this burden, he has given it all to the Lord.
所以我们是靠神的恩典。
And so the second grace is that we rely on the grace of God to live our daily lives.
我们每一天的生活担子才会轻省。
Then every day our burden will become lighter and lighter.
那如果我们真的有在依靠神，我们回头过来看，你发现2012年有很多的体验。
And so if we continue to rely on God this way, when we turn back, we can see 2012 is full of the experiences of God.
因为神真的是可以靠的。
Because we know that God is someone we can indeed rely on.
那2013年我们可能会遇到一些新的问题。
And we may encounter new tribulations in the year of 2013.
因为活在地上啊，旧问题过，新的问题一直出来。
Because in this world we can never be trouble free.
但是神的恩典不断绝。
But God's blessings will never end.
如果我们懂得靠神的恩典
if we know how to rely on Him, His blessings will never cease.
2013年完，我们有很多的见证。
And then at the end of 2013, we will again have many testimonies of His wonderful grace in our lives.
所以每一个困难，神都有恩典。
With every type of trouble we encounter, we will see the blessing of God.
只要我们在圣经里面找的每一个困难，神都有应许。
In every problem, there is a promise.
那个应许啊，只要我们相信祷告，那个应许就会实现。
And that promise will be fulfilled as long as we believe in Him and we pray.
所以求神祝福我们，让我们在恩典上加上恩典。
And so may the Lord bless us so that we can experience grace upon grace.
在称义的恩典之下。我们能够体会更多神赐给我们的恩典。
Under the domain of being justified by His grace, we can experience His grace on a daily basis.
让我们能够真的体会到神的担是轻省的，轭是容易的。
So that we can see that indeed His yoke is easy and His burden is light.
我们看诗篇的八十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇的八十四篇。
Chapter 84.
六节到第七节
Verse 5 to 7
靠你有力量心中向往锡安的大道这个人变为有福第六节
Verse 6
他们经过流泪谷叫这个谷变为泉源之地并有秋雨之福割盖泉谷第七节
Verse 7
他们行走力上加力个人到锡安来朝见神
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
这个地方说，个人行走力上加力到锡安来朝见神。
Here it states that a man journeys from strength to strength on his pilgrimage.
求主祝福我们。每个人力上加力。
May the Lord bless us so that we can journey on this heavenly journey from strength to strength.
要做什么
？And to do what？
到锡安来朝见神。
It is to so that we can appear before God in Zion.
锡安就是神的圣殿所盖的地方。
Zion is the heavenly temple of God.
在圣殿里面有至圣所，有施恩的宝座。
In the sacred temple of God, there is the holy of holies.And the mercy seat.
这是人求告神的地方。
And this is a place that we can approach where we find a throne of grace.
所以锡安是以色列百姓信仰的中心。
And so Zion is the focal center of all worship of the Israelites.
所以这个整个以色列百姓他们的心呢，就是一直注重在那个锡安上。
All the hearts of Israelites are facing, turned toward their city of Zion.
那是。他们所渴慕的。
It is something that they long after.
那个锡安是什么
？And what does Zion represent to us today？
那个锡安就是教会。
那 Zion it is our church.
圣经说教会是基督的身体。
The Bible says the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满的。
It is filled with Him who fills all.
充满万有者就是神。
When we say he's filled with all, that is God's presence fills it.
神在天上。
When God is in heaven,
住在众人不能靠近的光里面。
Living in an unapproachable light.
那神也在地上。
Yet God is also here on earth.
神在地上，充满在他的身体，就是教会里面。
And God fills his body, which is his church.
所以教会是我们信仰的中心。
And so this church should be the focal center of our worship.
我们看第八十四篇的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 84, verse 1.
说万军的神啊，你的居所何等可爱
！How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts！
神的居所就是教会。
His tabernacle is his church.
第二节
，verse 2.
我羡慕可想神的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生的神呼吁。
My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
所以这个作诗的人呢，他的心有一个渴慕。
So we can see that the psalmist has a longing heart crying out to God.
就是渴慕神的愿语。
He is crying out for that court of the Lord.
这个神的愿语今天就是教会。
Today, that court is the church.
是神充满了一个地方。
It is a place filled with the Spirit of God.
那他既然有这个渴慕的心，所以他就想到锡安去朝见神。
Because he has such a longing heart, he wanted to find God in Zion.
好，我们今天在信仰生活一个最快乐的，就是能够来亲近神。
And the greatest joy and pleasure in our faith is to be able to draw near to God.
如果我们活得越久，我们会发现，在谈论任何一个事情里面，到最后是谈论神让我们最大的造就跟喜乐。
We'll find that no matter what conversations take place, the most edifying conversations will always be centered about God.
谈论神的作为。
When we talk about the works of God.
让我充满着感谢啊！我感谢神，我活得这么久，现在认识了他。
So that we will be filled with thanksgiving that the longer we live, the more beautiful we can experience His grace.
谈论神的话。
And when we talk about the Word of God,
神的话是光。
His words are abundant.
神的话给我们力量。
It gives us strength.
神的话给我们安慰。
It gives us comfort.
所以谈论神的话，我们的内心充满着光明。
And so the more we talk about the Word of God, the more brighter our heart becomes.
谈论神的恩典。
And when we talk about the blessings of God,
让我们心中充满着感谢。
And we are filled with thanksgiving toward Him.
所以一生当中最喜乐的事情就是我们的生活，我们的谈论充满着神。
And so the greatest joy today is when our conversations are salted with the blessings of God.
那这样我们对神有一个渴慕。
And so when we have such longing to seek after the Lord,
所以这个第二节才说，我渴慕神的愿。
As this psalmist says here, my soul longs for the courts of God.
接下去就是要用行动来追求，所以第七节，行走地上加利到锡安来朝见神。
And if we have this longing, we will journey, as in verse 7, from strength to strength.
因为这个圣殿是盖在山坡上。
Because this holy temple is built on a high mountain.
像主耶稣十二岁的时候，他走的路程至少三天。
When Jesus was small, he had to journey at least 3 days to go to Jerusalem.
所以他的父母过了三天没有看到他，回来找他。
And after 3 days, when his parents couldn't find him, they had to journey back to find.
所以当时他们要去朝见神，就要走路。
So for them to seek after God, they had to journey by foot.
而且这个山是在半山，是要爬坡的。
And this mountain, the temple is built on the halfway point of the hill, so they have to climb.
因此一个人要到圣殿来朝见神，第一个他要有心力，第二个他要有体力。
So for a person to seek after God, the first thing they must have is the strength in the heart and the strength in their bodies.
有的人身体很好。
Some people may have strong bodies.
但是心灵很软弱。
But their heart is very weak.
他就不会想要去圣殿。
They have no desire to seek after God in a holy temple.
甚至有的是在教会的旁边。
And some may live very close to church.
有一个信徒在见证他原来在他的故乡他家就在教会旁边。
And so there was a believer that testified that his home used to be right next to the church.
教会唱诗祷告他都听得到，但是他很少去聚会。
He could hear people singing hymns and praying, but he would never attend himself.
没有比那更方便来聚会的。
He was living in the most convenient place to the church.
但是为什么他来不了？
But he did not come in.
心里面软弱。
Because his heart was weak.
那后面他移民到其他的国家。
Later on, when he emigrated to other countries,
他才发现他需要神。
Then he realized that he needed God.
但是那个时候没有教会。
But at that time, he could no longer find a church.
没有教会就从他的家庭开始聚会。
And so he started to worship, and that church formed in his own home.
刚刚开始那一段过程也是很辛苦的。
At first, it was very difficult to set up a church in his home.
那为什么他要开始聚会？
But why did he start to have this type of service?
因为他的心渴慕神，而且他的心力量刚强。
Because his heart became strengthened, and he had this longing after God.
我们有的时候到新开拓的地区。
Sometimes when we go to the remote areas.
那有一个信徒，他心受洗。
And there was a believer who was just baptized.
我每次去他要坐车8个钟头来参加聚会。
And every time we go visit a remote area, he would have to travel 8 hours just to attend service with us.
但差不多每一次工人去，他就到。
But every time we send a worker there, he will be surely there to attend with us.
因为他有那个心。
Because he has such a heart.
那除了心力之外，还要体力。
And other than the heart strength of heart, he also have to have a physical strength.
如果我们有心呢，有时候没有那个体力，也没有办法来到教会。
Even when we have the heart to come to church, but we don't have the strength, we will not arrive.
所以我们要行走要力上加力。
And so when we journey, we must go from strength to strength.
到西安来朝见神。
To come to Zion to meet God in person.
摩西跟神讲话在山上。
When Moses spoke to God, it was on the mountaintop.
三个门徒看到耶稣变貌在山上。
And the three disciples saw the transformation of Jesus Christ was also on the mountain.
这个是有意思的。
There is a spiritual meaning to this.
当我们爬得越高，
the higher that we climb,
离开城市越远。
Then we pull away from the attractions of this world.
如果教会跟社会一样，
And so if the church is today like a society,
我们今天来教会来信耶稣跟我们在社会一模一样，
If we believe in Christ, it's the same as going into the world.
那在教会就体验不到神，
Then you will never experience God in this church.
那为什么教会跟社会不一样？
But why is it that the church is different from the society?
因为教会以西结书说是盖在高山上，
Because the church is built on a high mountaintop as Ezekiel says,
他的标准是高的。
The standard of God is high.
所以不同。
And so it is different from the world.
既然不同，所以从社会要进到神的面前，要往上爬。
And so for you to us to leave the society, we must depart from there to enter into the mountain of God.
往上爬就是要付力量，要付代价。
And so we must sacrifice ourselves, give ourselves to seek after God.
那这样我们才能够靠近神。
Then we can draw nearer to God.
所以有时候我们要来拜神。
So sometimes when we come to worship God,
我们发现我们需要很多的改变。
We need to change many things in our lives.
作息时间要改变。
The time that we sleep or eat is different.
我们的价值观要改变。
Our values must change.
我们的道德观要改变。
And our conduct and morals must change.
我们生活形态要改变。
Our lifestyles must change.
大家觉得这很麻烦。
And we may think this is tedious.
有没有一个教会我去拜神什么都不需要改变？
Is there a church that we can go worship where we don't have to change any part of our lives?
有，到处都是。
Yes, there are churches everywhere that accommodate you just as you are.
但是你去没有体验。
But you will not experience God there.
但是如果我们要到一个对神有体验的教会，
But if you want to truly experience God in that church,
他是在山上的。
He is in the mountain.
就要往上爬。
We must climb.
那我怎么办？我怎么去达到那个标准
？How do we meet that standard？
求神帮助我。
We ask for the grace and mercy of God。
让我们力上加力。
So that we can build strength upon strength。
每一天在神的标准上一直在进步。
So that we continue to grow in under the favor of God。
我们就能够朝见神。
And then we can appear before Him on the holy mountain to experience Him on a daily basis。
对神的认识更深刻。
So that we become closely closer to God and to know God better.
所以求神祝福我们大家。
And so may the Lord bless every one of us.
2013年力上加力。
So that the year 2013 will be a year of strength upon strength.
灵性越爬越高。
The higher spiritually will grow.
让我们能够真正见到神，对神认识更清楚。
So that we can see Him and know Him even more clearly.
使我们能够来享受神本身。
So that we can enjoy Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
这个地方说，我们要敞着脸看见主的荣光。
Here it promises that we will all with unveiled faces behold the glory of God.
人怎么能够看到神的光呢？因为神住在众人不能靠近的光里面。
How is it as a mere human can behold God who lives in an unapproachable light?
但这里说，好像从镜子里面反照。
It says it is as if We're seeing it through a reflection of the mirror.
所以那个镜子也可以指着主耶稣本身。
And that mirror could be Lord Jesus Christ himself.
从来没有人看见神。
No one has ever seen God.
约翰福音第一章，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
John chapter 1 says, but only his son who has made his father known.
那个父怀里的独生子就是耶稣。
But the only begotten son is that Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣把神表现出来。
Jesus Christ has displayed in full the image and glory of God.
所以神那个看不见的荣光，借着主耶稣把它反照，我们看得见。
The invisible, unapproachable light and glory of God has been shown through a reflection and mirror of Jesus Christ.
看主耶稣的生活。
So when we look at the life of Jesus Christ,
他讲的话，
the words he speak,
他做的事情，
the deeds he walked,
我们只有有一个结论。
Then we can have one conclusion.
他就是神。
He is God himself.
所以我们对他的认识就透过耶稣的一生来认识他。
And so to know God means we must know Jesus Christ through his life.
在16节。
In verse 16.
从他们的心几时归向主，帕子就除去。
Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, a veil is taken away.
那本来人要认识神是有障碍的。
Today, when we want to know God, there is a veil separating us from God.
好像一个帕子遮在你脸前面，你都看不到。
Like a veil that is shielding your face, so you cannot see clearly.
那像现在十七节，主的灵在哪里，那里就得自由。
And verse 17 says, "Now the Lord is Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty."
所以当我们得圣灵
，and so when we receive the Holy Spirit,
神已经把认识神那个障碍拿掉。
And the God removes that veil from us.
给我们属灵的智慧，使属灵的领悟力。
So that we have the ability to become spiritually discerned.
那通过圣经里面记载的主耶稣，我们就看见他的荣光。
Then we can see clearly the glory of Jesus Christ in the Bible.
那这个叫做荣光在照我们。
And this is when the glory of God shines upon us.
那这样照了以后呢？
After shining upon us.
所以好像从镜子的反照就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
As we reflected through the mirror of Jesus Christ, we turn and transform into the same image from glory to glory.
所以求主帮助我们，祝福我们大家。
And may the Lord help us and bless all of us.
我们在2013年。
Now in this year of 2013,
每一个人能够敞着脸来看见神的荣光。
Everyone can see and behold the beautiful glory of God with unveiled faces.
让每一个人能够产生属灵的改变。
So that all of us will have a spiritual transformation.
那这个属灵的改变到最后就是主的形状。
And this spiritual transformation will show the image of Christ.
那这个就是神的荣耀。
And this will be the glory of God.
所以当我们改变，
As we change and transform,
越来越像主耶稣，
more closer we are to like Jesus,
神的荣耀就在我们身上显现。
Then the glory of God will be shown in our lives.
这个是神给我们的福气。
This is another great grace from the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
因为这种神的荣耀在我们身上显现，就是我们人真正的价值。
Because when only the glory of God shows upon us, will we make someone who is worthless like us into something valuable?
没有一件事情世界上不会过去的。
There is not one thing that will not pass away in this world.
只有一件是永远的。
And only one thing is eternal.
就是一个人当他有神的形象的时候，有神的荣美的时候，这个是永存的。
When a person is able to reflect the image and glory of God, then this is eternal.
所以我们看摩西、以利亚。
So we look at Moses and Elijah.
他们叫做神人。
They are called a man of God.
他们的性格已经很跟神很接近。
Their nature is very close to God's nature.
那在主耶稣变貌的时候。
And during the transformation of Jesus Christ in the mountain.
他跟主耶稣一起容貌放光。
You saw them shining glory along with Jesus Christ.
所以在神的国里面，那一种美，那个价值永远存在。
And so that beauty and glory in the kingdom of God is forever lasting.
所以今天到底我们的信仰在追求什么？
And so today, what is our pursuit in a spiritual life?
当我们灵性越来越成长，
As our spiritual life grows,
我们的价值观越来越进步，
Our value system continues to evolve.
到最后我们追求的就是要有神的荣美。
We will eventually attain the glory of God.
好像摩西说，愿神的美归到我身上。
And just as Moses says, may the beauty of the Lord be upon us.
这个就是人的价值。
And this is the preciousness of a human being.
这个就是神创造亚当还没有犯罪以前的亚当。
This is the original glorious Adam that God had created.
所以求神让我们在2013年每一个人都能够越来越进步，来反射神的荣耀。
So may every one of us be able to transform and reflect the glory of God in this year of 2013.
也就是看起来越来越像主耶稣。
Now when people see us, they can see Christ.
这是神的恩典。
And this will become a grace of God.
但是这是需要我们的努力。
But it requires our diligent seeking and effort.
要让荣光从镜子来照着我们。
So that when the glory is reflected upon us through the mirror of Jesus Christ.
我们要花时间来认识神，读神的话。
We can seek after it through spending time Bible reading and prayer.
斯提凡被圣灵充满。
As when Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他的面貌像天使。
His face shone like that of an angel.
这个就是属灵的改变。
And this is a spiritual transformation.
这个就是斯提凡的价值。
And this is the precious value of Stephen.
一个普通的人能够反映神的荣光。
For an ordinary human being to reflect the glorious light of God.
所以求主让我们每一个人能够有改变。
May God transform every single one of us.
我们看以赛亚书66章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 66.
以赛亚书六十六章。
Isaiah chapter 66.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你们爱慕耶路撒冷的，都要与他一同欢喜快乐；你们要为他悲哀，都要与他一同乐上加乐。
Rejoice with Jerusalem, be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all you who mourn for her.
我们愿意不愿意过得很喜乐？
Are we willing to live a life of joy?
我想大家都愿意。
I'm sure we all do.
这里说要与他一同乐上加乐。
So we will both enjoy the joy upon joy.
那这个与他那个是什么？那就是耶路撒冷。
Who is with her? This Her refers to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是什么？
And what is Jerusalem?
就是教会。
We have mentioned it refers to church.
所以一个人如果信仰要充满着喜乐，这一定跟教会有关系。
And for a person to be filled with joy, it has to be related to the church.
那在第十节里面，
In verse 10,
其中有一句话，你们要为他悲哀的，都要与他一同乐上加乐。
Here it says, all you who mourn for her will rejoice with her.
所以这个快乐是通过悲哀的过程。
And to have this joy is through the journey of mourning.
那如果以赛亚书我们从前面来看，以赛亚书第一章到三十九章都在讲神的公义。
And we can see when you study the book of Isaiah from chapter 1 to 39, it's all talking about the justice of God.
因为以色列民犯罪，所以神要刑罚他们。
Because the Israelites sinned, and so they had to be punished.
所以我们在读31章到39章的时候，我们心情很沉重。
And so we can see from chapter 1 to 39, we feel very sorrowful.
因为面对神公义的审判，人怎么会喜乐呢？
Because under the righteous of judgment of God, how can there be joy?
但是在经历过这个过程以后，
But after this process,
以色列百姓悔改，
The Israelites repented,
改变了，
They changed,
那神的怜悯慈爱在临到，
Then the mercy of God came upon them again,
所以他们就看到耶路撒冷被重建，
And they saw the rebuilding of Jerusalem,
神的荣耀再回到耶路撒冷，
That the glory of God comes once again on their holy city,
大家看得就非常的喜乐，
And everyone was filled with joy.
所以我们要从教会得到喜乐，就是先要经历过我们的悲伤。
And so, in order to see the joy of this church, we must go through a period of mourning.
就是我们为教会的圣工大家付出心力。
So through the work, sacred works of this church, we will put forth our efforts.
那然后我们就可以看到神在祝福，我们就很喜乐。
Then we will see the work.The blessing of God will become very joyful.
所以第一点呢，到底我们要从怎么从教会得到喜乐？
And so firstly, how can we gain this joy from the church?
就是对教会的工作，我们是不是在意 care?
Do we care about the secret works of the church?
如果我觉得我聚完会，我的责任就完了。
If we feel that as soon as we finish service, then our responsibility ends.
那每一个人聚完会，觉得我责任就完了，吃完饭我就走了。
And everyone finish their meal and their service, and they all go away.
这个教会会很难发展。
Then the church will be hard to develop.
但如果每一个人都 care,
but if everyone cares about our church,
我希望教会发展。
I would like to see the growth and prosperity of this church.
我很在意这件事情。
I really care about this matter.
这个是教会发展的第一步。
And this is the very first step we must take to have the heart of concern.
那如果我真的在意教会发展，那下一步怎么做？
And if we really care about church, what is the second step we must make?
下一步就是祷告。
We must pray.
所以有一个弟兄在见证。
And there was a brother that testified.
他说宣道工作其实很简单。
Evangelism is actually very easy.
他为什么会这样讲？
Why does he say that?
因为他有一段时间，他在一个 remote area, 在一个没有教会的地方，他常常为着慕道者禁食祷告。
Because when he was in a remote area, he constantly fasted for the true seekers.
今天早上如果我们不吃，禁食祷告，你现在会觉得很饿。
Normally, when we don't eat a breakfast, we may be very hungry.
这个是一个受苦。
This is a suffering.
代表我们的心智。
To represent our will.
但是他就体验到，当他经历过这个过程以后，他发现慕道者来信耶稣很简单。
But after he has gone through this process, he realized that it was so easy to bring truth seekers because God started to work.
所以第一个我们要关心 ，I care.
So we must ask ourselves, do we care?
那第二个
，Then secondly,
要祷告。
Then we must pray.
因为神在做工啊，我们人的担子才会轻省。
Because only when God, the Spirit of God works, will our burden be light.
不然的话，教会托付我们一个工作，你去带领那个慕道者，这个是一个很大的担子。
And so, unless God works, it will be very difficult to go help bring a true seeker.
因为我们一个人没有办法改变。
Because we have no ability in within our power to make someone's heart change.
第二个要祷告。
And so, second thing we must do is prayer.
祷告完之后，第三个就是用行动去服侍。
Then the third step we must take is to take action, serve.
真的用行动，我每个礼拜要安排多少时间我来做。
So we will look at our schedule every week. How much time will we come to serve the Lord?
那这样啊，我们就看到圣工在发展。
Then we can see the prosperity of God's work.
我们大家都很喜乐。
And everyone will become joyful.
教会在发展，我们爱他的人都很喜乐。
And those who love Jerusalem will be joyed by his growth.
愿主祝福我们大家。
And so may the Lord bless all of us.
在2013年。
And in the year 2013.
让我们恩上加恩。
We will experience grace upon grace.
力上加力。
Strength upon strength.
荣上加荣。
Glory upon glory.
乐上加乐。
Joy upon joy.
唱诗。
Please sing hymn.
322.
322.